Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Gym Group January trading update. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker presentation, there will be a question-and-answer session. To ask a question during the session, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Friday, the 17th of January, 2020. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Richard Darwin. Thank you. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, and thank you for joining the call this morning. We'll do a short summary of the trading statement released this morning and then open the line up for questions. I'll cover off the operational initiatives and then hand to Mark, who will cover off the financial metrics. First, with new site openings, we're in line with our guidance with 18 new openings of our standard-sized gyms in the year. We're also very pleased to open our first two small box gyms in Newark in November and Beverly in December. We're delighted with how the small box has been developed from concept into operational delivery with a very high quality product for our members. Initial feedback is encouraging. At the year end, we operated 175 sites in the estate overall. The pipeline for new sites is strong, giving us confidence to reiterate our 15 to 20 standard size openings guidance for this year. And in addition, as we noted in our update in December, we will open between 5 and 8 small box gyms in 2020. We ended the year with 794,000 members, up 9.7% compared with December 2018, driven by the growth in the estate, the maturation of the 2017 and 2018 cohorts, together with the Lifestyle and Easy Gym acquired sites. Overall, the mature and new estates are performing in line with our expectations. Turning now to Live It, our premium membership package, we ended the year with 18.9% of our membership base, equivalent to 150,000 members holding a Live It subscription. That's up from 11.7% at the same time last year and showing continued growth versus the 16.9% penetration we achieved at the half year. As Mark will explain, this growth in Live It was a key factor in the increased average revenue per member per month. And finally, on the operations side, we wanted to confirm the conclusion of the transition to our new personal trainer model, which completed as planned in September. This was an important milestone for the business as it enables us to drive consistency in terms of the operating model across all 175 sites, ensuring we operate with high levels of member service, and this will be a key focus for us going forward. I'll now hand over to Mark.
Thank you, Richard. Good morning, everyone. As Richard said, 2019 has been another year of excellent progress for the business. The average membership level across the year grew by 14.9%, which combined with an increase in average revenue per member per month of 7.6%, resulted in total revenue growth of 23.6% to £153.1 million. The increase in yield per member resulted from three key factors. Rental income from personal trainers from our new operating model added about a third of the increase in average revenue per member per month. Another third came from the growth in Live It penetration, and the remainder came from an increase in average headline price, some of which was driven by the Easy Gym sites being in the estate for the whole year in 2019. We'll discuss profit at prelims in March, but as we've said in the statement, we expect to deliver results in line with our expectations. We ended the year with non-property net debt of £47.4 million, in line with the level that we had at the half year of £47.2 million, demonstrating that we're currently funding our growth from our operating cash flows, despite the acceleration in site rollout with the small box gyms. So to wrap up, we've had another good year of delivery against our strategy, and we're well placed as we move into 2020. We'll now open the line up to questions.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your telephone. To cancel your request, you may press the hash key. We have your first question from the line of Tim Barrett. Your line is now open.
Morning, both of you. I think I've only got a couple of things, mainly around 2020, actually. You identify an encouraging start this month. Anything you can say to enlarge upon that? I know it's one of the most important months for new signings, so any colour on the market would be great. And then the second question was just to get a feel for the pipeline this year. I don't know how much you'd want to give away, but what you can say about how many you're on site in and what kind of phasing you'd expect through the year. Many thanks.
Okay, so in terms of the encouraging start, I mean, clearly, as we know, January and February are really key months in terms of member sign-ups. We're only 2 weeks in, so it's pretty early days, but typically we'd see a surge in membership and membership take-up in those early weeks of January, and that is happening exactly in line with our expectations. Clearly, when we get to the prelims, we'll give 2 months of membership numbers, so we'll give the position at the end of February, but it's very much in line with our expectations at this point, and we're not seeing anything different from what we've seen in previous years. So we're definitely encouraged by the start. In terms of pipeline, we'd expect it to be back-ended in terms of the opening profile. That's something that has been pretty consistent in previous years, and we're seeing that again this year. I think that we have confidence in our guidance, which is as a result of confidence in the pipeline overall, which means that at this stage we're seeing enough of the sites that are well developed in terms of some will be exchanged, some will be on site clearly to open in Q1. But again, kind of very much in line with the sort of opening profile and the timing of the opening profile that we've seen in previous years.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. Your next question is from the line of Owen Shirley. Your line is now open.
Morning, guys. Yeah, just two questions from me, please. The first on the personal trainer model. You've suggested that you think there's some ways you can leverage that to your advantage going forwards. I just wondered if you could perhaps expand on the type of thing you could do there. And secondly, on the Yanga sports water, how many sites have that now? And any colour on perhaps what percentage of members are taking that, or what impact that has had on average pricing as well, or average revenue?
Okay, so in terms of the personal trainer model, I think first and foremost, what that personal trainer model enables us to do is to, say, drive consistency. That means that we can train the personal trainers to actually be able to deliver great member service. It means that we can widen the type of class offering that we do. And first and foremost, the reason it's a great model is it's the market leading proposition for personal trainers. So clearly we took a little bit of pain last year by introducing a model whereby the amount of rent that they pay us is similar to the amount that we pay them for the 12 hours per week that they do. And so we guided to a small amount of cost associated with that, which clearly we've been able to absorb. But the benefit of that will now come through because this is a proposition that will attract personal trainers because fundamentally they can earn more money by being with us. But it's the other benefits that we're really focused on, which is how we drive that consistency across the estate, as we said in the statement overall. I think in terms of Yanga, very early days in terms of the rollout of that product. It was literally towards the end of the year that we had it in all the estate. What we expect, actually, unlike Livit, where we typically see new joiners taking up Livit, this is one where members want to see the product, they want to try the product before they sign up to it. And so one of the things that we'll be doing in 2020 is in-gym trials of it, getting people to sample the product, and then attempting to convert and upgrade their overall membership. So nothing to report. We may have a little bit more to say about that in March when we do the prelims, because it really is very early days on that one.
Just specifically on your comment, Owen, about the impact on yield this year, it would be de minimis because, as Richard said, it only rolled out to the wider estate right towards the end of the year. It was at about 40 sites on the trial, and so de minimis impact in terms of this year, 2019 numbers.
Great, thanks. And just when did it go from the 40 to everywhere?
It was phased over Q4.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The last question at this time is from the line of Richard Taylor. Your line is now open.
Yeah, morning. Can you just speak to the competitive environment, please? Obviously, you have one very large major competitor, but just in terms of the market overall, what you're seeing in terms of pricing and also growth in terms of your competitive set. Thanks very much.
Mark, do you want to deal with the pricing question, and then maybe I'll come back on the overall competitive environment?
Yeah, so you'll remember this time last year, we were talking about a strategic move on certain sites where we were reducing prices to drive volume, and that was not really a reflection of the market. That was what we were trying to do to optimize revenue in certain sites where we had more capacity, some of which were the acquired lifestyle sites. So as you've no doubt followed since then, most of those sites, in fact, all of those sites have had some form of price increase during the year, and many of them are back to where they were. In fact, a small handful have gone £1 above where they were when we did the price drops. Sorry, before the price drops. In addition, across 2019, we've seen the usual maturation of pricing in new sites as they evolve. And in addition, we've been increasing and decreasing price dynamically where we see opportunities to optimize revenue. But the balance of those price increases and decreases is heavily weighted towards increases. So over the course of the year, we've actually increased the average headline price quite a bit, as you'll have seen, as those of you that follow, and that has been a major contributor to the average revenue per member per month growth that we've reported today. So from our perspective, two things. One is the nature in which we're doing price changes now, which is sort of little and often, if you like, constantly updating where we think we can optimize. And then the overall shape is an upward trend in headline price.
So I think in terms of the competitive set, what we're seeing is there really are only three players in the low-cost market that are expanding. So that's clearly ourselves, Pure Gym, and JD Gyms to a certain extent. Actually, if you look at the growth from March of this year through to the end of December, so roughly it's about 727 low-cost gyms now in the market, our market share is about 24%. But if you look at that movement between March and December, you can account for all of the growth coming from those three players. And if anything, the rest of the market net was in decline. We know that there was one particular player, Sweat, that went into administration where they had seven sites. We picked up one of those. And so there really aren't any other emerging players that are rolling out or being able to expand. Now, the reason for that is kind of, again, something we've spoken about before, which is that it's only the large players, particularly ourselves and Pure, that have the systems, have the infrastructure, have the know-how, and have the strength of covenant to be able to rapidly expand. And that is translating itself into a high-margin business that just reinforces the competitive position that we have overall. So, again, market is playing out as we would expect and as we would hope. Now, clearly what we're very encouraged about is the market opportunity as well, and we still see this opportunity for that market, low-cost market, to double in size, and we're very focused about taking advantage of that opportunity, both through the standard size rollout that we've done traditionally, but also the small box rollout, and that's why we're accelerating our rollout and increasing our guidance on the small box rollout.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Your next question is from the line of Sahil Shan. Your line is now open.
Morning, guys. Just one question from me. It's around Livit. Obviously, just shy of 19%. That's a cracking performance from where you were this time last year. Is there anything you can say in terms of expectations for it going forward, or do you expect it to sort of plateau around these kind of levels now?
Morning, Sahil. We expect it to grow from here on the basis that we know that the percentage of members who in the join journey take Livit is a little bit higher than the 18.9% that we're seeing in the average. So as we get the natural churn in our membership, we would expect it to grow from here. However, I think it's also reasonable to expect it will slow down the rate of growth as we move into 2020. So without giving specific guidance, which of course you know we're reticent to do because it's a new product for us and we genuinely don't know where it will plateau, I think growth, but slower growth in 2020 is what you should expect.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time, sir. Once again, it's star one if you wish to ask a question.
Okay. Thank you. There's no further questions. So thank you for joining the call this morning. As we said, this has been a good year for the business, one in which we've delivered strong, profitable growth, and at the same time continue to invest in our platform and identified a second leg of organic growth with the development of the small box sites. We've made an encouraging start to trading in January so far, and we look forward to building on this during the rest of 2020. We look forward to seeing you in March at our prelim results. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.